changes. I hate when things change. I like things just the way they are. It's simple. It doesn't make my brain hurt. You know, because the whole world revolves around what I think. Dumb changes, stupid changey stuff, all the time and people changing. Stop that. So one thing we have to realize is that things change. You just have to deal with it. Or maybe you don't have to deal with it. Just don't use it anymore if you don't like it. When I don't like something on TV, I change the channel. Same thing with YouTube channels and all these other social networks. Now if only I could apply this life principle to changing my underwear more than once a week.
It's the Migscast. I'm going to do something a little bit different than usual. I'm going to start off with a little bit of a monologue, you guys. It's going to be special. Just want to address the name change thing, and reason being is a lot of people have been talking about it, and after the change of the show's name, I decided to write my feelings down, so I figured, well, I might as well just read them. So let's make this happen. The name change has been something, well, it's been more than anything I expected, but oddly enough, it's actually everything that I dreamt about and expected. It's the willingness to step out and take control of my destiny, all by doing something as stupid as changing my name. I know, people don't like change. Nobody likes change. Fortunately for everybody, change is going to happen in every way possible. Your favorite band's going to change. Radiohead. Your favorite restaurant's going to change. Your friends, your spouse, your kids, all of them, they're going to change at some point. Some on a grander scale than others. It's all about how you react, and that's going to define you as a person. Now, are you the person that crushes other people's goals? I hate that. I don't like that. I'm never going to get used to this. These are all actual words that were said to me because I did something at the end of the day. It only affects me. Now, I'm sorry if that's a blow to some people's egos, but that at the core is what it is. And that's what any change is about. It's about you. You have to change and evolve. Otherwise, you're lying to yourself. I've said many times that this name change is something small. It's something tiny. But throughout all this, I realize it's actually the opposite. It was a pretty damn big deal to me. It's my identity, and for nearly two decades, I allowed something that represented insecurity, cowardice, and a lack of confidence in myself dictate how I live my life. That changed one day, Friday. One decision. I just did it. I said, F it, and I moved on. Now, for those that don't understand, that's cool. I can respect that. For those that told me they're 100% in support or even mildly in support, I love you guys for that. And for those that tried to be the goal crusher, sorry, I feel bad for you. And honestly, I don't care about what you think. Because you've taken something that's personal and important to me and selfishly made it about you when it's not. We have to do right by ourselves and we have to stand up for ourselves. There's no mind-reading martyr that's going to go to bat for you when nobody knows that, well, you need an advocate. Life's not working that way. It didn't work for me that way. It'd be a lot easier if it did, but sometimes you got to push forward for what's best for you and hope that the rest will follow. You'll be a better person to everyone around you if you're a better person to yourself. I had this goal many years ago. We talked about it on the podcast. That's the one day have my name on the show. I say goals and not dreams because dreams are something that, well, that's what you zone out in your bed or at a meeting. It's a fictitious world that you'll create. Goals, that's something that you actually can accomplish. Things that will be accomplished if you put the work into it. This goal would have never been accomplished if I stayed Steve the producer. I knew one day that name's going to have to go, and I hit that point, most likely because of age. Things changed when I turned 40. Now, I still find poop jokes funny, but I looked at myself a little bit differently. I saw that goal, and I decided that it starts with dropping the producer. What happened after that, like I said, was unexpected, but only unexpected because of the time frame. I knew that was the goal. And my friends, that goal's been accomplished. Now, thankfully, I live life with a lot of goals, so I look forward to accomplishing a lot of those goals as well. Now, is there a lesson to be learned? Well, I found out that there was. I received numerous emails, texts, and other social media correspondence, not only from listeners, also from people in the industry that were inspired by me changing my name. The overwhelming majority of them said something that was positive and supportive. And in some of the messages, people said that my story motivated them to stand up for what they want. I never thought that this would be a rallying cry from any people like me that never had their own advocate. I wish I would have known that would have been the case. I would have done it a lot sooner. I hope that this lesson that I'm living at this moment can inspire you in some way. My hope that is whatever it is, you realize that there's never going to be a good time to make change. Always going to be people telling you that that change is a bad idea. But change is something that will A, make you more true to yourself, and B, help you in reaching your goals. If that's the case, then make the steps to make that change now. And finally, I want to thank BJ. Surprised me with all of this. I enjoy goofing on him, and I'm going to continue to do it. But I feel like many listeners got a taste of why we all love working with him. He's a leader through and through. He never once told me that I was crazy for changing my name. He supported it and recognized there was a bigger picture. And I thank him for that. Today's Jam of the Week, it's Pearl Jam's Present Tense. These lyrics mean even more now than they ever did.
Do you see the way that tree bends? Does it inspire? Leaning out to catch the sun's rays, a lesson to be applied. Are you getting something out of this old encompassing tree? Spend your time alone, redigesting past regrets. Oh, you can come to terms and realize you're the only one who can forgive yourself. Oh. Makes much more sense.
Kind of wish though I would have put the nice things about BJ towards the beginning, because I started running out of time, so I had to cut that part short.
Well, he's a great guy.
I just did. I have like six more sentences about how much I love the dude.
Have you ideas?
You hit the post.
That's all that matters. This is radio, bitch.
Check your hands and study the line. Belief that the road ahead ascends off into the light. Seems that needlessly it's getting harder to find an approach and a way to live.
I just got to stop arguing with the people who just don't like change, man.
Yeah.
I hit that point yesterday. I looked at my wife. I'm like, I just can't do it anymore. I'm trying to have these conversations with people. And I understand that no one likes change. And I understand that our show is important to many people. And I'm not discounting that. But when it comes down to somebody's happiness, and you want to be the person to tell them, no, you can't have that because it's not familiar to me. Sorry, I just can't have respect for a person that says something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want Modest Mouse to go back to being old Modest Mouse.
Sure. I want Radiohead to rock out again. But I got to respect that that's what they want to do. That's what fulfills them. I mean, it's like that in anything. I mean, restaurants change their menus all the time. I'm not going to run in there and be like, damn it.
I know.
I want that again. It's just not how life is, man. We got to adapt, but...
Yeah.
So it's been a weird... A weird few days, man.
Sounds like a roller coaster.
It has been. It's been the day that I found out that all this was going down. I'll be honest. Like, after the show was done, I sat in my car and I cried. And I wasn't expecting to. Mainly because of my stupid wife. Uh-oh. I say stupid with the most in the most loving way. But right. She posted something on Facebook about how she's very proud of me. And, you know, I don't hear that very often. Not because she's not, but it's just not the world we live in. Like, you know, we're not like, I know she loves me. I know she's proud of me. But to see her write it and to read what she said. And it was a short and simple line. And she posted the picture of the new logo. It hit me in the feels, brothers. Mm-hmm. It definitely hit me in a place that I wasn't expecting. And it made me reflect on a lot of that stuff. And that's when I decided I'm going to write down how I'm feeling at that moment. And I've edited this thing down. This was a lot longer, man. It was already long enough as it was. But like some of the stuff, I mean, I didn't say this about BJ because I did run out of time and I wanted to hit the post because that's more important. The other thing I want to say is my respect and admiration's always been there for the guy. And no words to express my appreciation for what he's done. I only hope that one day I had that same opportunity to make an impact in someone's life and their goals like he has for me. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I've enjoyed watching the industry response to this, which oddly enough has been not like anything like groundbreaking, but it's been bigger than I expected. But the general consensus is how classy BJ is for this. And I don't know if that was his intention. If it is, he's a very brilliant man, but I don't think it was. I think he was just trying to do something right by somebody he cares about.
Yeah,
and it's awesome when those kind of things happen. It's awesome when like moments like me saying on this podcast, I want to be Steve Miggs. And then Nick going, well, just change the name. Rev going, call it the Miggs Cast.
Yeah.
To see how it evolved from that. I mean, that's why I wanted to read that on this podcast. Originally, I was just going to save it and keep it for myself and maybe go back to it in 10 years and just kind of look back and be like, wow, man, I was a mushy bitch right here. But this means a lot to me. It means a lot, I hope, to the people who listen to this podcast, because this has been something that, you know, we addressed probably on episode one or two, that one day the hope is, you know, that we can continue to do this show when BJ decides that he doesn't want to be BJ Shea in the morning. And this is just another step towards that goal and putting the pieces in place so that way one day when he does decide, hey, I'm done doing radio, well, we're all a lot younger than him. And a lot younger than him. No.
Yes.
We'd like to continue to entertain people, and what better way to do it? I always view this podcast as a practice, as a training ground for us to hopefully one day continue to grow and be able to do a show together. So a lot of crazy emotions have been going on, and then on top of that, you're going to get people. I get it. If people don't like the name of the show, that's not my issue. My issue is not that. I don't judge somebody for hating the name of the show. They don't like that. My issue is when people are like actually telling me to go back to being Steve, the producer. And I'm like,
yeah,
if you heard the reasons why and you still say that, I really have nothing to say to you.
Hey, Miggs, go back to what you hate.
Right. It's like, hey, man, this is something that makes me, this is something that's bringing out an insecurity that I didn't even realize until I changed it. Again, and then the people are like, do you realize? And I've heard it a lot when we first decided to make this change. It's like, you're crazy. You have 17 years of a brand. And even in people in the industry, when they found out I was going with this name change before the show changed, I had one person point blank telling me this is a stupid idea and this is going to hurt you in the long run. And here it is, what, like 2 weeks after we did this? And now, and I'm not saying this as like a pat on the back, I'm saying this as an example. It went from being, this person telling me it's the stupidest idea and it's going to hurt my career, to all of a sudden my name is on the show.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, let's put that in perspective for a second. Remove the fact that this is not about me trying to inflate an ego.
Well, and how much control does he have over the success of your job or career?
Right, but everyone's got that opinion, man. Everyone's afraid to take a chance, and I am too. I was afraid for 17 years. I decided, screw it, let's take this chance. And then all of a sudden it morphed into something funny, like, let's have some fun with it. That made taking the chance a lot easier. Then when all of a sudden we do it on the air and I'm for 2 weeks listening to the majority of people understanding, but I having to explain it to so many people, like, hey, it's about me being happy. That's the only reason why I'm doing this. Well, why are you calling yourself that? Well, that's because it's my name. Like, that's what I'm known as. It's been known as for my entire life. If you don't understand it, I gotcha.
And you don't need them in your life then, right?
Yeah.
You don't need their understanding.
Well, at least the people that are always going to harp on it. I mean, say your piece.
Right.
Whatever it is. And then it's like, it was the same thing when the PLP said, hey, what would you think of if I said I was going to get engaged? I was like, well, right. You're retarded. But then he went
That's
along.
That's very
and,
kind of you.
He went along and he's like, well, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, all right, well, I've got your back. And I helped perform the ceremony mm-hmm. with him because he was he's still my best friend. And
sure.
no matter what their decisions are, you got to back them up. They're
exactly.
your friends. That's why they're your friends.
But you can't keep telling somebody that they're being stupid.
Yeah.
And especially that's a little bit different because that's like, you know, he's marrying someone he barely knew.
You've got a nice little domestic partnership with BJ now.
Yes, that's very true. It's an abusive relationship, I tell you. So all I want to say is thank you guys. The podcast, it's especially the Titanic Douches, definitely helped give me the strength to feel comfortable enough to take that chance.
I don't know. They've been pretty.
They're the best.
Yeah, they haven't been very understanding at all.
No, not
this.
At all. They've been a bunch of jerks.
Yeah,
even the ones that don't get it still understand enough to be like,
yeah.
"Go for it, man."
And, yeah. it's, and on like on the Mixcast page, it's they keep it positive,
right?
And it's like that's all you can ask for. That's
yeah.
what you've been trying to strive for this podcast the entire
that's my
time.
I hope, man. And the more I read stuff on Facebook and Twitter,
oh my gosh,
and text, not even about us or our show or my name, just in life in general, I'm like, man, we need more positivity. And I'm not talking like Tony Robbins, like, you know,
make it out of nowhere,
new age weirdness like, positivity. I'm talking about just being real, like.
No,
you know?
We used to complain about the news just being
yeah.
really bad news, and you never got any uplifting, heartwarming, good stories. And now social media is becoming that too.
Yeah.
Like it, I used to turn to Facebook to look for those good heart, like, I don't know, I like to cry. So I would like see all these.
I want
to
cry, man.
Crying video, like videos that made me cry.
Like
you know?
The soldiers like a, coming back and
yeah,
surprising.
And like by the little
family.
Kids,
yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
throwing out the first pitch and there's dad running out from left field. Like that's good stuff. Now I'm just seeing all this.
Those are awesome videos. Yeah.
BS crap. Yeah, totally.
No, I see what you're saying. There's so much just murder stuff, death stuff, this stuff. I mean, I just...
Or even just things just have to be like a whole drama. Like we do Facebook drama to make fun of that, but that's because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like we saw it on our feeds and that's why you started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But now everyone's just sending us stuff because of how insane
right.
it is.
I know. And we got another one today that someone screenshotted their conversation
oh, no.
and then sent it to us. And they even said, I'm screenshotting this. They didn't say they're sending it to us, but the person at the end of it, when you hear it later, foreshadowing, actually says, I'm screenshotting this. And they sent it to us.
That nice. Is amazing.
It's great. All right. We'll move on. I'm sure there'll be some emails and stuff like that. One thing I want to throw out there, Tacoma Rainiers, we're going to be going. They're going to be playing Toppy's favorite team, the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Chihuahua.
That's on June 27th. Come hang out with us for the big Mixcast party. We're going to be hanging out in that new general admission section, which is called the R Yard for Silver Bullet Saturday. $20 gets you a ticket, t-shirt, cold beverage. Show up early because we're going to be putting together the playlist. I got to get on that. Maybe I might need Nick. I might need maybe your help on that too.
Radiohead.
Bloop, lots of blue. Why don't we just play All of Kid A?
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Totally.
All of Kid A and the Modest Mouse record that Nick hates.
Oh, gosh.
And then we'll play audio of people bitching about my name.
And Pinkerton.
Get your tickets. Just go to our Facebook page or go to the Rainiers page. You could also buy it there. But make sure when you do it on the Rainiers page, you got to be able to open it on a page where you can look at the map because you got to click the R Yard and then you can purchase your tickets that way. All the information is just go to Mixcast on Facebook and you'll get it. It's pinned to
yeah,
the top.
Yeah, pinned right up at the top.
Yep. We
really
won't move
easy.
Now,
yes.
would the map be the same as the seating chart?
Yes,
okay.
I believe so.
Cool.
Yeah, you just can't do it with like the click down for...
Oh, gotcha.
I don't
okay.
know why.
Yeah.
Technology.
The drop down menu.
Yeah, it's not working for some reason. But buy your tickets because I don't think that's like an unlimited section. So we want to make sure that everybody who's a
Yeah, load
listener,
it up with Mixcast
right.
douches, TDs.
Because other seats are just a party deck?
No, it's just a party area,
oh,
man.
Okay.
Right in the outfield. So we're just going to stand.
Nice.
Yes.
Right next to the center fielder.
Hey guys,
close to the left fielder.
I'm just joking.
But we'll be right up on the left fielder's ass.
Right.
Who's the left fielder for the Rainiers?
I have no idea.
Why don't you know, man? You're a baseball fan.
Not a true.
Who's the left fielder for the Mariners?
Yeah, haven't the Mariners sent anybody down recently?
Gosh.
It's an excellent question. I think it's Ruggiero right now.
I think you're right.
Ackley's playing center because Jackson got hurt.
When we went to the game, I'm looking at all these names. I'm like, I have not kept up at all.
No.
I know like two.
No, I feel like this year I know more of the players' names than any other year because I'm more excited about the team, so I watch more of the games. So I know these guys. I know Ruggiero. I don't know his first name.
Yeah, Justin.
There we go.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was like Carmelo or something. I don't know why.
Carmelo Ruggiero.
Carmelo. Hey, Carmine, come over here and play left field. The reason why we're doing the Mixcast today instead of yesterday, although I guess some people, they just listen to it whenever, so maybe they're not even going to know, but we did
I've been getting messages. When are you going to put the podcast up? Are you going to post it?
No. Never. We changed the name and decided to stop doing the podcast.
Wow. Right, that'd be amazing.
Out. Peace out, douches.
Peace. We did two episodes, one with Rachel Barley, and now we're done.
Yep. Ending out on top.
We didn't do it yesterday because, well, the guys in the Entourage joined us on BJ and Migs this morning, which was awesome.
I hate that
so
name.
Cool.
I hate it too, man. When are they going to change it back?
Sorry.
Was it not? Okay, everyone in here Entourage fans?
I watched the first couple of seasons, okay.
Yeah,
but I
too. Hadn't
watched like...
All right, so you're not as hardcore as me.
Yeah, I didn't watch
I watched it twice over. Like,
wow.
The full series twice.
Wow.
You watch it once for me then. I have yet to see an episode.
Oh, man. Toppy, you would like it.
Yeah.
It's just dudes hanging out, getting effed up and banging chicks.
The guy from Platoon was in studio this morning. Did you see that?
Or you could say he was the drummer of The Doors.
Oh, yeah, was he? I didn't even remember that.
Yeah. That was funny. So this morning... It was weird because, like, I want to call them by their character names. That's how much, like, you identify with them. Like, I wanted to call Kevin Connolly Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call Jerry Ferrara Turtle. And then Kevin Dillon shows up late for the interview, and that's, like, a total drama
move. Totally.
Like, he just walks in, and he looks like drama, duh, because he is drama.
Dude, him walking down the hall, and I'm like, I got goosebumps. I'm just like, drama's here. This is so cool. And I'm like... Kevin Dillon is here. He's an actor.
Right.
It's cool.
He's so the star of that show. And,
yeah.
And he is absolutely the star of the movie,
mm-hmm.
which is funny because the movie's about him not being worth a damn in Hollywood. But when you really think about it, it's...
Well, that's kind of what the whole series was.
Yeah. And it's funny.
It's a great just a whole tale for him. I mean, it was cool to see that whole arc happen in the movie. I don't want to spoil anything, but the movie was great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Rev and I went. That's why we weren't able to do the Mixcast yesterday, is that we went down to the screening, and it was so weird, dude. Like, usually you go to these screenings, you got to show up early because you got the lifers. Everybody that, like, I swear, that's the only warm place that they go.
Yeah, the lady with her collapsible cup, right?
And her crumpled up popcorn box.
Yeah, always gets the free refill.
So I was like, okay, well, it's not going to be that crazy because it's 11 in the morning is when the screening was at Pacific Place. So I was like, okay, this is just a media screening probably. So there'll probably be like a handful of media people there. We show up and it's just Rev, myself, Bill Wixie from Q13, and his wife.
Awesome.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
the entire theater. That's amazing.
Yeah, so what do? We all
the popcorn trick.
Well,
nope.
Popcorn trick. They sit right next to each other. So what do? We sit right next to them.
Yeah.
Buffer.
Yeah, we did the buffer.
Awkward.
The top shelf buffer.
We did the toppy buffer. But for Christ's sakes, that's the best spot. They were like at the first row before the gap between the two sections.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right in the middle.
You got to sit there.
Yeah, totally.
With the bars to prop your feet up.
Yeah.
Perfect spot.
Because, you know, you don't want to obstruct the person sitting in front of you who's nobody. It was so weird to be in there. Because we're waiting in line for our concessions, because I'm getting concessions. And
was there a line?
No. Okay.
I could guess what you got, by the way.
What was it?
I'm going to go with the, not the medium, but the large popcorn.
Oh.
And a large, I'm going to go with the regular Coke or Pepsi.
All right. Nick, what do you think? Rev knows. Mm-hmm. He lived it.
No candy for you.
I'll go with a pretzel and cheese and a Sprite.
Okay. You're both wrong.
Damn it.
I would have gotten the pretzel if they had pretzels.
I thought they did. There.
It's early, so they didn't have them in the rotator.
They weren't even ready
Dang
for
it.
Us. Like, yeah, we had
See,
to wait.
I thought I had it because I knew they had pretzels.
We didn't wait in line. We waited for them to actually open.
Oh, that makes me worry about my corn then.
Yeah.
I don't think you got the corn.
No.
Oh, I got the corn.
Oh, okay, good.
Nice. That was left over from last night.
Probably. So delicious.
But it wasn't the super large bucket because, first off, the buckets have gotten insane.
Really?
Like, they are huge. And so Steve actually went with the small.
Thank you. Mm.
It went small. I always get the small, and it's always more than enough.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I went with the small was not because I'm looking after my girlish figure.
No.
It's because I got a pizza as well.
Nice. That was my second guess behind the pretzel was the pizza.
Yep.
Dang it.
Steve went with the nice cheese pizza. I followed up behind that with a nice pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, boys.
The best part is we're there and just hovering, waiting to order. Wixie comes up to us because, you know, he's Q13's morning news anchor.
He's a star.
Right. And he goes, hey, man, so what's like the protocol? Like, he doesn't do a lot of screenings, I think. He's like, well, is it bad protocol for me to order popcorn or a drink? Because, you know, some people in the media, they go in with their pad and pen. And
oh,
they write.
Right.
So some people are snobby about it. I look at him, I go, I just ordered a pizza and some popcorn and soda bread.
Go for it, man. Have a ball.
He got the big ass bucket.
Yeah, they did.
Because they shared it, you know. So he might have pulled the popcorn trick on his wife. Which would have been awesome.
It's a good movie for it.
See, yeah. I usually sneak stuff into the movies. I would have snuck stuff in. Well, like a burrito or something.
A burrito. Where are you going to put it?
Taco Del Mar. I don't know.
But it depends on the time of year, Steve. Jeez. See, obviously, fall and winter is the best for movies, right, Nick?
Yeah, big jacket.
Because you got a big jacket.
Yep.
I was thinking of that. I went and saw a movie the other day, and I went to the Thornton Place. And nice. If you know the Thornton Place, literally right next to their entry door is a Five Guys cheeseburger place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. We've been there.
But let's face it, those things are bigger than softballs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all I had was, I don't even think I had a hoodie on. I think I just had a t-shirt on. I'm like, there's no way I can smuggle this thing
in. You don't even smuggle, man. You just take it and you own it. And you just be like, I have dietary needs.
Five Guys.
Yeah, I mean, hey, they can question all they want. They don't know your health status. They don't know your doctor stuff.
Right. That will work.
This is a cantaloupe, and I need it.
Yeah. Did you get it in? Did you get your stuff in?
I had enough time. I just ate it before.
Oh, pansy. I would have tried to sneak it in.
And then I pounded the drink at the Five Guys before. So I didn't have to buy one through the whole movie because
it's way hardcore.
Three times more expensive.
Yep. Yeah. Dude, just for pizza, popcorn, and a drink, it was like 20 something bucks.
Mine was about 14, and I just got the pizza and a large pop. I forgot how big the large pops are.
Oh, yeah.
They're just
small is too
canisters.
Big.
They're just like something you would put things in, shove in the ground, and wait 10 years to find out what you put in there, like the time capsules.
Right.
I didn't finish the drink. It was just too much, and I had to pee so bad at the end.
I got the small, and I never leave a theater while a movie's playing. I had to get up in the middle of the movie
for
go pee.
For a refill?
Oh. No, I had to pee so bad.
You had to pee.
You don't get a refill on the small toppy. Just
nope,
the extra
just the large.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I feel like if you bitch, people will just do it just to shut you up.
Actually,
you could do the refill now because they got the new machines.
Oh yeah, they do. Actually, now it's
refill machine
down at Pacific Place. They got the fountains that you do yourself with the hundreds of different combinations.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
They have that now, so they just give you the cup and they like,
love those. Okay.
It's not an over the counter beverage anymore.
Oh, so I love great. That. Heck
I actually killed the Fanta grape in a machine in one of those machines.
Nice.
The other day. Did it make I pushed some, like, it? Made it like 3/4 away, and it stopped. I'm like, oh wait. Why'd it stop? So I pushed it again, and it a little bit more, and then it went black. I was like, killed that flavor.
Well, at least, so what do you add to it at that point? I'm thinking Sprite probably would be the only option.
Lime, yeah,
I just drank what was there, and then I went back and filled it up with
okay, that's another option. That's probably a better option.
One of the comments I even made to Bill when we were just sitting there doing this, like, I used to go up to these things and do like the graveyards of just get whatever you want, all different drinks. They have so many crazy different selections now. You press one, and it's like I used to try to make some weird Mr. Pibb Coke Zero Cherry Vanilla mixture. You press a couple of buttons, and there's Coke Zero Cherry Vanilla right there. Blop, boop, done.
I wonder if there's a secret code, like if you push all the four, because it starts off with like all kinds, fruity kinds. Like if you do weird combination real quick and then a big button pops up and says bleep, bleep, graveyard. And you just push it and like black ooze comes out.
Yeah, right.
We called it suicide. I'd like to have suicide.
Yeah, suicides, I've heard of
up
that
on
too.
Mine, but they probably wouldn't put that in.
I like
movie
the graveyard.
Theater. Yeah.
I hit the graveyard button.
Yeah.
But you gotta like hit three of them at the same time.
Right. It's a secret unlock code or something.
The Konami
like a
video code
game.
Or something.
Yeah. A, B, B, up, up, down, down, left, left, right, right.
Pretty close.
Yeah. That one from Tyson.
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah, wouldn't we order all this food.
Almost.
So we're waiting for the pizza to get done because you know they barely opened.
Yeah. So they actually have to cook our pizzas for us.
And so we haven't sat in the theater yet at that point. So we have no idea how many people are in the theater. So I'm like, oh, we gotta hurry up. But we're like, okay, we gotta wait for it. So it's like 10:59. Finally, Rev gets his pepperoni pizza. Now we go up the escalator. We go in and we're like, oh man, it's just Wixie and his wife and us.
Yeah.
So we sit down. I'm not even kidding you. As soon as our asses get in the seats, the movie starts.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Waiting for us.
And no previews, right?
No.
I love that about those.
I never felt more like gangster in my life.
Yeah.
Like they were waiting for us. And they're like, once we sat down, they go, it's go time.
I tweeted Wixie this morning just saying, hey, it was good seeing you. He was like, wasn't it so awesome that we had the theater to ourselves? We're like superstars.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you are, Bill.
It was fun, man. It was a lot of fun. It was, and I felt kind of uncomfortable for Bill. I don't know what his relationship is like with his wife, but I know with mine, it would have been awkward for the first few minutes of that movie. Because honestly, the movie starts It's like a scene like they're in the water, in the ocean on a big boat, and it's just Boobapalooza.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, it's so great.
Rest upon.
Like,
rest upon.
Opening, like tens, opening scene, and it just like
just
you're on this boat, and it's. And they're blatant. It's just like, if it was a 3D movie, they were coming right for you.
Nice.
Right down the middle of the screen.
And they're not holding back on language, man, at all.
No.
So I'm like thinking, man, I know my wife likes Entourage, but I don't know. This would be, she's excited about seeing the movie. And I had her convinced that Russell Wilson was there for a half a second because she knew, she told me the night before, she's like, if Russell Wilson's at the movie, you cannot get a picture with him. You cannot talk to him because that's like her crush, you know?
Yeah.
Did you
her, get out of jail free card?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, Russell talked to him.
It's either a free pass.
Or Timberlake.
This is Russell Wilson.
What's up, Sydney? How you doing? Have you seen my hands compared to your husband's?
You know what that means.
I didn't take a picture with him, but I'll take a picture with you on top of me. All right, it's Russell Wilson. Things are getting weird. I got to go. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Oh, my God. Hey, I got to ask you guys a question real quick.
Yes.
Because I every now and then I go to movies by myself in the afternoons or like, you know, right around the 11,
so
12.
So awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best. But I always hope that I'm the only sucker in the movie, and sometimes I'm the first one in, and we're getting close to go time, and it never fails. At least one or two other people wander in. Have either one of you guys, any three of you guys ever actually been the
only person at
a movie?
No.
Closest I ever got was going to see The Marine. The John Cena movie.
The first one, yeah.
Well, there's a reason.
There's four now.
It was the middle of the day.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if any of the other ones made it to theaters.
No, no. Was it like A.C. Slater or something, The Last Marine or something?
No, no, it's The Miz, man.
Man. Oh,
they're putting them out on VHS. Straight
just
to
came
VHS
out.
These days.
No, like beta.
They use a different term. It's no more direct to DVD. It's now like directly on demand or something like that.
Yeah.
Like they have a different, they make it sound fancier than what it is. Like same day as the theatrical release.
This crap won't make it to the theater.
I always love the ones that go, it's the same day as the theatrical release. I'm like, find me one place that's showing this in a theater.
Yeah. Showing in two theaters.
There's one
worldwide.
Theater in Cleveland.
Yeah. Right.
It's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's showing, where they don't watch movies.
Showing in one theater. John Cena's home theater.
You know?
No, I've never been able to sit by my... I came close. It was me... Well, actually, it was me and my girl at the time. But then, like, an old man sat right in front of us.
Oh,
it was kind of awkward. It's like, why are you sitting right in front of us?
Well, you have the best seat. He's going for the second best seat.
That's a good point.
If you hear any like knocking on the back of your chair, don't turn around.
Big should guy. Just like lean into his back of his head and go.
Oh, God.
I think I just licked the microphone.
Yeah.
You got a year to live now.
Yeah. I think the closest that I ever got was when I was living for the very short time in Wisconsin, and I went to a movie with another girl, and there was another couple, and we went to go see Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Weird.
And the other couple was in the, I don't know who they were. We didn't know them or anything. They were in the farthest back, and they were just making out the entire time.
Oh.
The whole, yeah, probably the whole, you know, the meal deal with that one. So it's slightly awkward because Fear and Loathing is a weird movie.
Not a makeout film.
No. No. And I mean, they're just like...
It's better than Schindler's List.
You were making out at Schindler's List?
Somebody's watched Seinfeld.
How can you make out at Schindler's List?
I forgot about that.
It's amazing.
Until Toppy did the impression. I'm like, Schindler's List. I'm thinking, oh, well, Precious, too, would probably be a bad one to make out to.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rev.
It's okay.
That was just gold.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Nick, have you ever watched a movie by yourself?
At home all the time, but not at a theater.
You've never gone by yourself to a movie?
I go to them by myself often, but there's always like a couple that shows up or
there's always one.
Yeah, and I'd just be like, damn, it would be awesome.
Right.
Be like, yeah, you guys suck. You guys left this like you showed a movie for one person.
Would you
you glad I showed up so you could come to work today?
It'd almost be like
dick.
As you're throwing all your garbage all over the place.
Right, yeah.
I'm keeping you employed, brother.
That was my excuse for littering.
You get on your own phone and yell at yourself, get off the phone! No! Get into a fight?
Yeah, at that point, who are you bothering?
That would be a funny video.
Yeah.
Would you get up and like try out different seats since you're the only one?
Absolutely.
You might as well.
Yeah.
I might even run up and down the aisles.
Although I really like the back of the movie theater the best. Back middle. Just, it's the best for me.
Especially for IMAX. I'm right to
IMAX
the back
IMAX is
row.
Good for that,
back row, yeah.
I don't think I've experienced IMAX in the back row.
Oh, it's awesome.
I found out that I really needed that because when we went and saw the, what was it, The Dark Knight?
Yeah, Batman.
Yeah, they shot a couple of the scenes with the IMAX, and we were pretty close.
It's too much to handle.
Yeah, it's just like I was lifting my feet up because it felt just like a natural reaction. Like, there's no edge here.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I don't get the people,
awesome.
Like, not IMAX or just regular theater, the people who actually will intentionally sit at the very front row. I don't understand why you do that.
We had to do that at a movie because we thought we were making it in time. We had to. Yeah, that's the only way that we could. And that just sucks. Like, you're looking straight up.
The first Chris Nolan made Batman.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the theaters.
Brutal.
Right, first weekend, I guess. Place was packed. We had to sit in the very front row. It sucked.
Yeah.
Every fight scene, like, it hurt your brain
because
you could not focus on anything. It was just
it's too big.
Right. Any other part of the movie was fine. You can track, but it's an action film. There's a lot of fights, so it was awful.
Yeah, if there's like a huge, big, like, blockbuster coming out or a movie that we really want to see that we think is going to be popular, we wait at least a month and a half to go see a movie in the theaters now. Like, I don't even want to be, I don't want someone sitting next to me if it's not Angie in the movie theater. I hate it.
Get away
from me. You're impeding my...
That's why I hate going to those screenings, because you're forced... Unless it's our posse. That's why I like sitting in the middle of our crew, because I don't mind like sitting next to the Rev or Toppy. Well, Toppy gets a little frisky if you had a few shots, but remember Cloverfield?
Worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Yeah, and you and your wandering hand.
That's the reason why if I'm going to a movie on the first day, it'll be like I'll have to get there like an hour before so I can stake my claim.
Should go to the movie theaters that allow you to reserve the spots.
That's the other thing I do. We'll go to Cinerama because you can reserve your seats.
Oh, they're amazing.
Cinerama, they have seating charts, and you get to choose where you want.
That's sick.
Oh, and
Tacoma has one, too.
Do they?
Yep.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah, it's so cool because it's just, you don't have to worry about any of that. Of course, dummies just decide that they don't want to follow the rules. So,
get the hell out. It's just like the baseball field.
Oh, exactly. But
it's showing you my ticket, bitch.
The poor souls that have to actually tell this guy, it's like, you can't sit here. And they're like, oh, why not? And it's like, these are reserved.
Right.
They showed you. Even if you go up to the box office, the guy's like, all right, well, here's the seats. Pick which one you want. Mm-hmm. It's not like you just get to bounce around.
At that point, you're just an idiot.
Yeah.
And just a jerk.
Yeah, that happened when we went and saw Avengers. And the theater was packed. There's no way that you can just be like sitting wherever you want. You have to sit. And the seats are all fine anyway. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah. Cinerama is pretty awesome. I finally got to see that montage of heck there, and that was pretty cool.
I haven't gone since the remodel, but I need to.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is great.
You know, I would probably, if I had all the money in the world and just wanted to be a giant douche, I would find like movies where it's like sparsely attended at like the assigned seating ones. And I would purposely buy the seat next to people. And
you then find just the sit right those sections. Like,
sit right next to them.
Right there.
Yeah, wait for that person to be like, you know, there's hundreds of other seats.
I'm this
like,
is this mine.
My ticket. Sitting right here. This is the ticket I bought.
And then just lean over, you know, make sure and take their armrest and just lean across
just
and be like,
that guy.
Oh, this is so comfortable. Isn't
spill
it
your
comfortable?
Popcorn on them in a scary part of the movie.
That would suck. Something weird happened to me right before we did, well, not right before we started the podcast, but earlier this morning, I had to go downstairs because, well, both stalls were being used, and I had to go, do what Rev's trying to push out of himself right now, I noticed.
It's a smart play.
So, I go downstairs, and all of a sudden, like, the guy next to me, and I thought it was a guy next to me that was actually, like, using the bathroom. He goes, hey, do you have an extra roll of toilet paper on top of the roll?
I can't spare a square.
And I'm like, I don't want to have a conversation. I have 7 minutes before I got to get back on the air. I don't need anyone slowing me down. I'm like, yeah, I do. You need it? He's like, yeah. So I'm like putting it under, and I'm like waiting for him to grab it. All of a sudden, this hand comes out that has rubber gloves on and a bigger roll and says, here, take this and replace it.
So there's like, maintenance?
Yes.
Okay.
For a half a second, I'm like, why does this guy have rubber gloves on?
He's got all Dexter or something.
Right? And why is he giving me a bigger roll of toilet paper?
Yeah.
It threw me for a loop because it's like, I didn't know that there was no sign of a cleaning guy. So finally, we make the switch and then he leaves. And I hit the toilet to flush. I'm still sitting, though.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all right, let me just flush it real quick and I'll get up and wipe my butt. A flush. I didn't know. Have you guys ever flushed a toilet downstairs? Have you ever used?
Are they powerful?
Oh, they get you wet.
It's a tsunami.
Oh, yeah, Steve got the bidet.
Not just the butt. My dong was soaked.
Well, that's really awkward.
Yes. Just a tad.
Too bad we didn't have hand dryers.
I saw somebody post on Facebook saying, I did not realize that this was a problem. It was one of those Dyson, those new Dyson hand dryers.
Yeah.
Somebody now, someone at somebody's restaurant, I don't know if it's like an actual sticker that's used on all of them, but there's a picture of the head of a penis with a line through it, basically saying, do not put your penis in this.
Stop drying your dong.
Who's putting their penis in that?
Dude, I don't know. It's guys. It's guys will put their penises in anything.
That's a good thing girls aren't.
Yeah. Wait, Rev, you summed up our problem in life. We will put our penis in anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, look at Ed Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that one guy. What was he in Puerto Rico? The guy that actually did bone a car?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Did they ever catch a guy pooping on cars in Cleveland?
No. I don't believe
they
did.
Which is so weird because they have his face. He's looking right at the camera. How do you not?
Yeah. There's a radio show in Cleveland. I saw it on their page. They interviewed, I guess one of their listeners was one of his victims.
Victims, yeah.
Imagine being that guy. Like, right? Going toppy, especially, because you're a car guy.
Oh, I'd not lose my mind.
I mean, Big Brother, there's just a big brown coil on top of Big Brother.
I would lose my mind.
Right, like, it would bum me. It would aggravate me. It would
bum you out.
I would be so, no, right? I would be so angry if it happened in my car. I bet Nick, you'd be just as angry. Rev would be angrier because he gets angry over everything.
Yeah.
But none in this room more deservingly angry than Top Shelf if they did it to Big Brother.
I might go to jail.
If you caught him?
Like, you saw him doing it?
Would you get violent on him?
Oh, I think so.
Would you smear his head
I'd give it back to him, absolutely. And I wouldn't mind touching it to get it done.
Yeah. like a pie in the face. Yeah, the rage, the white hot rage. Yeah, he'd brown hand that.
Oh, I would love whatever news reporter had to come up to you and interview after that. Yeah. He'd be like, I was just so mad. So mad that I grabbed his own Duke and smeared it in his face.
And I'd be talking with my hands, and you'd see my hand come into the screen every now and then, and it'd be all dirty.
Yeah, it would be like little spiders hitting the camera. Bloop. Oh, that ain't going to wipe out. Sorry.
Poor reporter's dry heaving as she's trying to interview you. Sir, this interview's over. And you're like, I have another thing to say. No, sir, this interview's over.
Can you please wash your hands?
Back to you, Bill Wixie. Up next, we're going to talk Entourage.
I think I knew that guy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun having those guys in. It's my all-time favorite television show. Like, it's probably what Seinfeld is to Mono Nick.
Probably,
Having drama, especially in here, was like... And him looking, that's the dumb thing, but it felt like it was drama, man. Just the way he was dressed, the way he spoke.
I thought Turtle, like, they were all much smaller than I thought they were. They were, like,
there's a scene, there's a funny scene when Russell Wilson makes a cameo and he's having a bro-down moment with E, talking about, like, how, don't worry, being small is not a bad thing.
Perfect.
And the shot, it looks like E's taller than him. But then they pull out on the shot, and he's standing on something to look taller than Russell Wilson.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Because I saw pictures of Russell Wilson with those guys. And how great is that? You show up to Seattle. Who's waiting for you when your private jet arrives to Seattle to pick you up other than Russell Wilson?
Right. And they go on his boat.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had a boat.
Me neither. Apparently. They got like a personal tour from the guy.
Maybe the guy doesn't need to bitch about his contract. He's got a boat, right? Right.
Why would he?
Then he takes him to... I wonder what that was like also in Pike Place. Like, they show up. You've got iconic television actors. Like, you know, guys that people recognize. And then you've got the quarterback of your city's team.
Who won you a Super Bowl.
Right. Who's like the...
movie.
It's safe to say he's the most loved athlete in Washington, I would imagine.
Not right now.
Well, I don't think... those people annoy me. They don't even get me... You know what? Get me on that for a second.
Wait, what happened?
I got to get on a soapbox about these... You know... Just be a sports fan. Don't be the general manager. Don't get all pissed off. Don't write people off and question their character because they haven't signed a contract yet.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, whether it be Michael Bennett, whether it be Bruce Irvin, you do it all the time, people. You did it with Marshawn Lynch, and then what happened? He signed with the team. Mm. Let's not let the media dictate how these negotiations are going. They're having a slow sports day, so they're gonna play make 'em ups.
Totally.
Oh, he's not signing because of this. If you cheered for Bruce Irvin because of his play on the field, continue to cheer for him. Don't be like don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Michael Bennett too. I'm done with him. Yeah. F him.
Keep riding that bike, buddy.
He still plays on the team. He still does great things in the community, including riding bikes for charity.
Oh,
and then especially Russell Wilson. The people who are out there, I thought he was a good Christian man. Boy, am I mistaken? Oh, has God. He? What kind of good God man would not sign for less than what he wants? And I saw somebody like going on a big rant about Russell Wilson, how his character is flawed and how he's not. He's just like any of those other athlete douchebags. Wrote all this stuff. Two posts down, there's a picture of Russell Wilson with a child that's battling cancer at the Seattle Children's Hospital. Yeah. And you, sir, are questioning this guy's character because he wants to make sure that his life and his family's life and their family's life are taken care of, because the shelf life of an athlete is not very long and the damage that happens to their bodies is forever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell him what he should and shouldn't sign.
Right, especially when Andy Dalton gets what he got.
Right.
Or not Andy Dalton, it was Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill.
Jeez.
Right.
Still, Dalton got $100 million, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, what was it? I think John Schneider, like, the general manager of the Miami Dolphins, like, thanked John Schneider for not signing, or Russell Wilson.
Because it would have probably been more.
Because they'll have to look at it.
And John Schneider's like, damn, dude, now I'm going to have to pay Russell Wilson even more because you just gave Tannehill that much money.
Yeah.
But, I mean, are we the ones that are going to be like...
No.
Like, if Nick...
I'm going to the games if I can.
Right, I'm going to watch the games. Nothing changes in my world.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
This affects Paul Allen in his pocket. Let him be the one going on Facebook bitching about Russell Wilson's character.
If he doesn't want to come back, fine. So be it. Cool.
At least we got the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's coming back, but I just don't get the people that get so worked up over the unknown.
Well, he's coming back for one more season at least.
That's for sure. And then we franchise him.
Exactly.
Forever.
Yeah. Sorry, Russell, you're playing for us, whether you like to or not.
Yeah.
Is it going to be for $20 million or is it going to be for $1 million?
Actually, if you franchise
him. You make the call.
Franchising him, probably he'll get a lot of money. Because it's like the average of
the top five.
Yeah.
It's the average of the top five.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
The whole big thing is he could be losing up to like $18 million this year if he doesn't sign a contract.
Right. Right.
That's true.
Yeah. But it's like, well, you're going to get that $18 million back later on, Russell?
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
You heard of this airline called Alaskan Airlines?
And the insurance. Insurance.
They kind of like me.
And the car dealerships.
A lot of things. Yeah, now that I think about it.
I think the car dealership probably paid for his boat.
Yeah. They probably bought him the boat.
Yeah. I mean, all those guys. Do you remember ever there was a time in the world of football? I mean, I've only been here since the Seahawks stunk for a long time, and then they finally got good, but they didn't have, like, Matt Hasselbeck was, like, the voice and the face of the team.
Yeah.
But these days, I mean, you got Richard Sherman, Marshawn Lynch, and Russell Wilson, just to name the big three, making bank off of endorsements.
Yeah, and there's that Earl Thomas guy who's huge. Like, we like hearing audio bites from that guy.
I love that guy.
He's so crazy.
I'd run through a freaking wall for him.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of spirit
He'd run through a wall for you, Steve.
Good. Yeah. I bet he appreciates the name change.
Always. Yeah.
Hey, he added the three.
He cut off his hair.
Cut off his dreads.
That's right.
And damn him for that, because I have a Christmas ornament with him with dreads on, and I don't like it.
I have a Dremel.
What's a Dremel?
It's like a little grinder.
Oh, you want to grind the hair off?
I could.
Let's do it.
Wow. I can give him a haircut.
I'm not afraid to do it.
Let's do it, man.
I filed the makeup off of the Kiss action figures I had.
Why would you do that?
I want to know what they look like in real life.
If you bring in your tool...
I know it's stupid, but that's the reason.
Bring in your figure. I'll bring in my tool. We'll do it on a blog.
Whoa.
We might have to wait till close.
Shut up.
We'll have to wait till like December, because I'm not going to go through all the boxes to find it.
Perfect. Christmas blog. Check.
Done. Dave, we've got a plan.
He'll come back. Don't worry. Be a little lighter.
Oh, man. So, yeah, the movie was awesome. Rev and I both give it thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a fun watch. And for you guys at Toppy, you've never seen the show. For Nick, man,
Aquaman. That's when I saw it. When Vince did the movie after Aquaman, the black and white movie or whatever.
Medean.
Yeah.
See, I never got to the finale of that arc. I never finished the Medean arc.
Oh, okay. So you saw like the first few seasons.
Yeah.
You didn't even see the period of time when Vince became a drug addict.
No.
That was awesome.
Those were the dark days.
I honestly thought they were going to work into the storyline that he was going to die from an overdose.
Damn.
Like, I was like, that would have been epic. But no, of course, like, any Entourage show, eventually it ends on a happy note. It's all about the positivity, mother.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we do the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
It's the Mixcast Messages.
All right. Thank you, Ziggy. You can leave us an email, And it's themigscast@gmail.com, or just leave us a voicemail, 253-271-4787. Top shelf, it's in your hands.
Let's do the voicemails.
I knew you were going to do that.
Can I say something really quick to our listeners?
Yes.
If you email or text in the old one, it'll still work to the new one.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
All right.
I have my Google thing is multiple accounts.
Perfect.
So.
I just get lots of questions about that. So
I check them all.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I check it all.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You made out at Schindler's List?
Jerry!
What kind of a person makes out at Schindler's List?
So awesome.
His parents were great. They should have done a spinoff with just those two.
It would have been all, yeah. Him and the Stillers or
Jerry
the Costanzas. And... Yeah. In an old people home, it'd be like... What's the old people, the Golden Girls, but it'd be like part deux.
Part deux. It's the story arc of when, like, you know, like the homeowners association stuff. That stuff was freaking hilarious.
The upside down pen?
Yes.
The astronaut pen?
All right, let's check out our voicemails.
Hey, it's Carmack. I don't know if it's too late. It's Tuesday morning. I just wanted to wish Hot Toppy happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. And if it's the week after, though, then happy birthday late.
It is.
Okay. It is.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Toppy.
That's me.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks,
bye.
Nice.
45.
Oh, what'd you end up doing on your birthday? I know you had the big party on the weekend before, but did you do anything on your actual birthday?
I think I did that, but that was probably the only noteworthy thing. Watch some TV.
Is that like a special sex day? I know some people that have like...
Should be a receiving day in my book.
What, like strap on?
Like, bam!
Oh, I was like, that's not
wow,
a birthday.
Yeah,
that's my death day.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't phrase that
need
quite
to clarify.
Right. Yeah.
Wrap it up, honey.
Receiving is something else entirely.
I got you now.
Let me help you put that on, baby.
Looks like yesterday was my wife's birthday, but we're going to celebrate it over the weekend. We're going to go to Bellevue and
nice.
eat some
dim
dumplings.
Dim sum Thai?
Yep.
Nice.
Dim Thai Fong?
Whatever that is.
Dim Thai Fong? DTF.
And then you'll be, well,
hopefully we'll be DTF,
right?
Yeah.
You know, not for nothing, but is my porn feed the only one showing up with this thing that we were talking about, guys receiving?
No, it's not yours, just
it's like,
yours.
Thank God, because I'm like, I haven't been watching these kinds of videos, and it's just boom, right here.
Oh, no.
If you go to XNXX or X Videos, those are used my two. I noticed in that for a while now, like the thumbnails, the options, you know, they give you like a new page every day that's like, here are some suggested thumbnails. I thought they were suggested based on the things I've watched.
Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
what you would imagine.
Boy, am I just hitting things by accident that I don't realize? No, it's just they just put together like...
I am not into these things.
Dude, next. There's strap-on stuff. There's gay stuff that they have on thumbnails. Yeah. I've seen animal stuff.
What?
On these thumbnails, right?
What the hell?
Like, I'm afraid that I fat thumb it and hit the wrong button.
Good girl. Right.
Someone's going to be knocking on your door.
And then there's ones that I'm questioning if the age of certain people in them.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I steer clear of those. I'm into the MILFs these days.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm back on the stepmom train.
There you go.
I've enjoyed that one.
Yeah. Moms teach sex. That's a good one.
I saw a good one the other day. It was a stepdad. Daughter made the cheerleading squad.
Oh, good for her.
Wanted to show him some of the moves.
Okay.
Just plow me.
So she did a cartwheel without any, well, it turned out she didn't have any underwear on. So,
oh, what a
she forgot.
Stepdad's like, hey, where's your underwear?
Oh, see, he's trying to help.
And stepdaughter's like, well, I just feel like I perform better without my underwear on.
I agree.
Next thing you know,
let me show you.
They're having sex while mom went out to go buy a cake.
Oh.
To celebrate that her daughter made the squad.
Oh.
And of course, she pulled the, I'm like mom, but I'm hotter and younger.
Right. And he agreed, apparently.
You do look the same.
He certainly agreed.
Wow.
Yes. All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
Oh, wait, let me put my hand over here. Okay, watch this.
What's up, boys? It's the Jester. It is currently 4 a.m. just on Tuesday before the podcast. I have been here at work since 2 a.m., so I'm on my first break already, just enjoying this lovely day. Just thought I would call in and say, Steve, congratulations on your promotion to co-host of the BJ and Mig Mornings.
Thank you, Jester.
It was good seeing you guys at the Mariners game on Friday. Couldn't be a better ending of that game.
That
I'm so glad to see BJ just wallow in the loss. It was good seeing Rev sporting a Mariners hat, which... Yeah. Blew my mind.
I bought it last time.
And just the pure joy on all of our faces when Cruz hit that walk-off. But other than that, just trying to waste some time right now before I got to go back to this lovely working this early in the morning.
You sent sarcasm.
Yeah. So thanks thanks for hanging out with me for a little bit on Friday at the game. Yeah. Let's get Rachel Barley back in.
Okay.
Good answer.
Hi. It was cool seeing him there.
Yeah.
He was like, how funny of all
was he
a
like
giant
first
stadium.
Row?
He was, yeah, he was like 10 rows in front of us, like in the fifth row or something
nice.
Like that. It was hilarious. Like right in front of us.
Yeah. And then after the game, we had some fan up in the second row, the Terrace Club, screaming and taunting BJ. It was great.
Yeah,
it was
amazing. Yeah, because we all walked out together.
I missed that.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
I was leading the way, so he was looking beyond me at BJ. It's kind of funny.
And he's just screaming and yelling at BJ, and I'm like, hey, BJ, look up there. And he's like, I don't understand what's going on. I'm like, that guy right there.
Just flipping a mess.
Looking at you and laughing and pointing at you.
That's awesome. Yeah, I left like right before the walk-off. I went to meet up with one of my buddies who was like a section over, and I was like telling him, hey, let's go back to our section, watch the rest of the game. As soon as I said that, Nelson Cruz hits that single.
Yeah.
And I was like, son of a bitch, I wish I was there to watch BJ just suffer.
It's great. The whole time he's like, why are they pitching to this guy? Why aren't they walking this guy?
Yep.
They shouldn't be pitching to this guy. Crack!
Oh, and he foreshadowed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how about the manager the next day said, yeah, I kind of regret pitching to Nelson
Did
Cruz.
Did he? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
And, first base was open.
Yeah, and Nelson Cruz, he's asked after the game, they're like, are you surprised that they pitched him? He's like, yeah, kind of, but yeah.
I'm a dominant force.
Yeah. Was there one or two outs?
There were two outs. It was 3-2, two outs.
And the guy on second. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Load him on first, and God, you're
yeah, there's a force
stupid.
At every base.
Yeah, because Cano went out. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
It was beautiful.
Check out our next voicemail.
Hey, douches. This is your buddy Taylor. I don't really have anything to say, but Susan just put out a challenge on the Facebook group page. I have to. Okay. Stay positive and suck it, brothers. Oh, and hashtag Vaya con Dios. What?
Thanks, Taylor.
What was the first thing he said?
Something
he
about
didn't
Caesar?
Say bad, did he?
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, Caesar
challenge.
Put out a challenge on the Facebook page to call in or text in and end it with Vaya con Dios.
Nice. I actually did see that. Yeah.
Caesar, you suck.
Caesar is the ultimate
Tacos.
Troll.
He is. He lives for that.
Yeah.
He makes everybody hungry, or then he tries to do anything he can to get under the rev skin.
Right, yeah.
It worked.
Good work, Caesar. Good work.
What's up, Migscast? It's Carmack. So I kind of have a little request here for little Rachel Barley.
Okay.
The song Nickelback, She Keeps Me Up. Love the song. Listen to the chorus. You kind of think of her. So,
Jesus.
Kind of request, if Rachel's listening, let's get a little Snapchat of you dancing to the chorus on that. I think that'd be pretty badass.
What song was that?
Hey, Toppy.
What?
I got an extra crew ticket.
Yeah?
My girl was going to go, but...
That's Tacoma Dome, right?
Yeah, I am now, so.
Yeah. I think so.
I am in section 2A,
Ooh,
row 15, so...
Nice.
If you want it, it's yours. Let me know. Okay. And I don't drink and drive, so.
Nice.
You won't
nice
get the
you can.
Drunk in Carmack. So. Later, douches. Stay positive.
Oh, here's the song.
Oh, this song.
So he wants Rachel Barley to do a Snapchat video of her dancing to this.
Or you should Snapchat her.
Or you can just watch her on Snapchat while listening to the song.
That's a good point.
Right?
There's that, yeah.
Rachel's on her way to Hawaii. Wish her well.
What a lucky state.
Is that why she's not working at the coffee stand anymore?
Well, just for this. This was her. She's off for a week or something.
Oh, that's it? She didn't quit?
No,
no,
she's on vacation.
Until the end of week or something
didn't
like that.
Did somebody go there?
Like, people freaked out.
Somebody said,
where the hell are my boobies?
Rachel said that this is her last day. And then later on, she posted another Snapchat video just said, this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's she'll
that's
be back.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Lucky Hawaii.
I know.
Anybody who's going to be like at that same hotel or on the beach while she's sunbathing.
Oh, I'm guessing she didn't take a big suitcase, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I bet she just took a roll of tape.
Right.
Rachel Barley, if you are listening, and hopefully you are listening to this while you're sunbathing in Hawaii, because I know that you miss us. Please, please post some pictures of what your bikini looks like in Hawaii. Please.
And Snapchat to Nickelback's, what is it? She Keeps Me Up.
Funky Little Sister, Mister.
She Keeps Me Up. Yeah. Do that.
Yeah. So Rachel X Barley on Snapchat. Make sure people follow her.
That's right.
Dude, after we had her on the Mixcast, I remember she was at like 69,000 Instagram followers. I think now she's like 71,000 or something. Like, yeah. She got an S ton of more followers.
Oh, she got the Mixcast bump, huh?
She got the Mixcast bump, which happens to everybody. Yes. I mean, most people who joined us, The Last International, The Guessing Game.
That's right.
December in Red. Yeah,
Brent Omaker.
Yeah, we work wonders for everybody. So
and the rodeo.
Oh, yeah, and Android Omaker.
That's right.
The rodeo's back, man. They're going to be doing a show in, like, Edmonds, I think.
Oh, it looks cool. Yeah, they're doing, like, a full week of, like, rehearsal shows and stuff.
Yeah.
In Edmonds? I follow them. I don't know, man.
Dude, okay. She was at 69,000 2 weeks ago when we had her on.
Yeah.
Steve's got the hard numbers.
I got the hard numbers.
Yeah, he does. Start with 69,000.
78,600 now.
Wow.
She went up almost 10,000 followers.
That's totally because of us.
Yeah, so that means we've got 10,000 listeners, obviously. Yeah.
Dude, it is because of us.
That's what I hear.
If you remember,
math.
When we had her on, we were reading some of the comments on her Instagram page. One of those comments was about her feet. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What did she post 20 hours ago?
A picture of her feet.
Picture of her feet for those that wanted to see it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Feet pictures don't do anything for me.
That toe ring, though.
Yep.
That toe ring. Ow.
Feet don't.
I saw that picture this morning.
Those were very interesting feet, though. They really bent weird.
Yeah, there you go again.
I was in Hawaii. I was on a red eye.
Their feet.
They're strange.
I'm not a feet person.
Not as bad as.
Well, I think it's because of how she's bending.
I gotta be careful with what I say now because Angie's still listening. She's totally snooping.
Hi, Angie.
On what I'm saying, it's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, you know, I'm still listening. I find your guys' podcast quite enjoyable.
Oh, it is.
And hi, I go, Angie.
Why the hell are you listening?
What are
She's like, so I know what you guys are talking about.
That's right.
Do you really want to?
Have you gotten in trouble for anything you've said yet?
Not one time.
That's good.
Didn't hear about when you talked about her walking into flower pots and stuff.
Yeah, well, she knows
she was there.
Hates herself for that.
That's awesome.
Probably a good
Happy
thing.
New Year.
I suggest that she does not go back to listen to old episodes.
Right? Yeah, the super old ones where I'm just a complete
losing your ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weirdo.
Kidding. Of course. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
No, like have her go through all of those.
Start at the beginning.
I got more. I got more free time.
Oh, okay. So by the time you get to the stuff that's now, you figured out your alibi.
That's right.
Yeah. Did she hear the $80 Golem episode?
I don't know. Probably. I don't spend money on her. Why am I going to spend money on strippers?
She would respect that, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're very cost effective.
Yeah, I don't spend any money on her, but oh, man, when I'm at the strip club, it's my wallet's open, man.
It's on.
Bring it.
Do we have any more voicemails?
No.
All right.
It's the Mixcast.
Forgot about this one.
How could you forget?
You're right, it's like an acid trip.
Man.
Wow.
Wow.
Why did we do that?
That is not great.
Drugs.
Nick, what do you want to hear?
I love that. Emails.
Emails. All right, we got a few.
I guarantee no one's ever gone to look up that song, though.
I haven't.
We need to pull that up and play it.
We should.
Stevie writes us.
Oh, yeah.
He says, this is an Anthrax story I never told you. Because he went and saw Anthrax, got us an autographed Anthrax 8x10, which was pretty awesome. Besides the autographed Anthrax picture, I did have a good time at the show. Crobot were interesting, but their 30-minute set felt like an hour.
So that means they weren't good.
That's not a good sign.
When someone says they're interesting, like, that means it's not good.
What did you think of my art? It's interesting.
It's very interesting.
Was that an hour? No, it was only 30 minutes. Oh. Volbeat were great, especially when Michael crowd surfed over the bar and some person gave him a drink, and that fan was rewarded with a Johnny Cash shirt.
Awesome. Wow.
Everything about that part is awesome.
Yeah.
Before Anthrax killed it, during Indians, when Scott yelled war dance, everybody goes off and then tells everybody to stop. He usually jokingly tells everyone that they didn't go off good enough, but instead he told everyone that he thought that they were, he thought that they are all still New Yorkers and they hate the New England Patriots as much as we do. So Indians was dedicated to the Seattle Seahawks and their fans. So it's time to go off harder and release that hatred. This was before Brady was fined and all that. Then again, some of the Green Bay Packers are in Pitch Perfect too. Why? I have no clue. See you guys later.
Awesome. There's I want to see Pitch Perfect too.
I do too. I love the first one.
It was amazing.
Great cameos in Entourage. Russell Wilson was great. Without a doubt, in my opinion, and Rev, I'm curious who your favorite cameo was. And it pains me to say this because he's a Patriot. Without a doubt, Gronk.
Oh, nice.
He was Gronk to the 10th power in this movie. Just drunk and out of control.
He's pretty damn funny by himself, yeah.
I think my favorite would have been Liam Neeson.
Oh!
It's just short, but it's really just funny as heck.
Liam Neeson's cameo is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of great cameos.
Damn.
I was first thinking Ronda Rousey, but she's not really a cameo because she's kind of a pivotal person in this movie.
Yeah, she's got there's a storyline to her. Yeah.
But she's so hot.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Toppy texted me like almost as soon as we got out of the theater, and he had one question, not how was the movie, how was the acting?
Was she naked?
How did Ronda Rousey look? That was his only question.
I doubt she'll ever be naked.
No, she wasn't, but
she'll make enough
money. Sports Illustrated.
I was going to say, did she not do the body issue for ESPN?
I thought she did, and she like did video, and there's like slow-mo.
Look it up.
But you're still missing everything the bikini covers, I'm guessing.
It's all covered.
Close enough, though. Get her some duct tape.
Yeah, use some imagination, Top Shelf.
Nah.
No.
Juster not only voicemailed us, but he also emailed us. He said, over the last few months, I, along with a couple other members of the Douche Army, have been battling some demons. I want to thank each and every person that's been part of the MiggsCast Facebook page that somehow helped me and the few others that have really needed the help. As of today, I've checked myself back into a program to help myself and build back the self-esteem and positivity that I once had. I want to thank you, Miggs, Toppy, Nick, and Pumpkin Butt for everything. Program I'm going back to isn't a full-time deal, so I'll continue to work and keep up with all of you guys on Facebook. It's just a little more motivation to get myself a kick in the ass. And when I'm better and out, I'd like to sit in on the podcast again. It's a five-month process, so I'll be done around the time that my birthday's coming up. No better way to spend it than with you fellas. Keep on rocking on, and vaya con Dios. And one more thing.
Butt.
I won't let anything keep me from going to that damn Tacoma Rainiers party. Yeah, if they're holding you in, we're pulling jailbreak.
Yeah, we'll break you out.
We'll come back and get you.
It'd be like the Dream Team movie.
Props to you, Nick, for adjusting. Yes, totally like the Dream Team movie. That was a great film.
It was awesome. I'm glad that didn't fall on deaf ears.
I need to rewatch it.
Yeah, it's like what? Michael Keaton.
Yep.
And Christopher Lloyd.
Is John Candy in that?
I forget the third one. I'll look it up.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Bunch of crazy dudes.
A bunch of crazy people.
Yeah,
they go,
I know which one you're talking about.
They go to a sporting event?
Yeah, they went to like Chicago Cubs game or something like that, or the Mets game.
This is totally, we need to create a dream team. Come on, Jester. Lead the charge. In all seriousness, dude, I'm glad you're doing what you need to do to get better, and there's nothing wrong with getting a little bit of a reset every once in a while. Next email. Where is it? From Buck. My name's Buck.
And I like to...
And I'm from Pullman. And I like to... Pullman.
Yeah, man.
I have a story for you guys. I got married when I was 21. Had my first kid at 22. 11 months later, before I turned 23, had my second child. Mm. Well, he's got something special between those legs that I apparently don't, because I'm still trying. Mm. I think while we're off, I'm going to go to the doctor and say, hey, man, I need to go see somebody and see if my swim team's strong.
Yeah.
I think it's that time. Time to win this race, Toppy. Beating you. At this point, I feel like if I were on group therapy, BJ would have so much crap to say about my situation with having a full-time job and going to school part-time and with all the stress that's trying to raise two infants. I go to school and sustain a marriage, and I found one thing that's helped me so much, being able to go to work, plug in, and listen to the various podcasts from KISW. I look forward to every Tuesday. Well, and sorry about today because it's Wednesday. Because I get to listen to my favorite podcast, which was the STP cast, and it's now the Migs cast. I remember the moments of when you guys read your fictional obituaries, and I suggested that you listen to a little-known band with a massive frontman, and the chills it gave you guys when you heard it, the Texas Hippie Coalition.
Oh, yeah. That's
and an uncountable number of times I caught myself laughing at everybody at work looking at me like I'm a fool. I wish I could be able to attend the events and have a chance to interact with you guys, but living in Pullman... it's not that easy. Still married, still chugging along in life happily with my two beautiful boys, and I feel like we've beaten the odds with the help of all of you guys. So I guess I truly want to thank you guys for putting on an entertaining podcast that helps me and possibly others in maintaining our sanity. It's been great being able to be entertained and taken away from life's stresses through listening to you guys. So I want to thank you guys, Steve, Toppy, Nick, Rev, putting on such a great podcast. And I look forward to seeing where it goes. Stay positive, fellas. From Buck and Pullman. Very nice of him.
Absolutely. Buck. Good Ben, work, too.
Ben wants to say, yeah, props to you and your sperm, man. That's awesome. Steve, congrats to you on your name being added to the morning show. Well deserved. Second, I want to say thank you to the cast members for the work you guys. Man, it's a love fest today. Feeling it. Every 2 hours every Tuesday. I know you guys don't get paid extra, but it doesn't go unnoticed by your fans. I'm in the Navy, moved to San Diego, so I don't get to listen to the cast for about 5 to 6 weeks because I knew this drive was coming up and definitely helped pass the time. I want to thank you guys for all you do. Stay positive and suck it. And, oh, chug it down. Hashtag.
Dude, I just realized it, man.
Crazy Sherry.
We're like people's versions of sitcoms. Like,
yeah.
Like, I go home and I watch Seinfeld or I watch The Office. And
yeah.
People go home and they listen to us. That's pretty awesome. Not one episode. They listen to them back to back to back.
And no different than I look forward to Sunday for Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Monday because we tape it and then I watch it on Monday. People look forward to this.
It's really cool. It's a mind trip for me.
It is, dude. Yeah. When you take a moment, that's what got me all emotional after everything that happened, man. I mean this, and I wrote a sappy thing on the group page because I was feeling it at that moment. I just wanted to throw it out there to thank them because this podcast and this community that we've built, there's something really special about it.
Yeah.
And for people to look forward to our stuff, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is a very weird email. Maybe because I didn't fully read it. All I know is it says, Songs Inspired by Tacos is the name of the...
Okay.
And it says, based off of a tweet from Taco Time, I started thinking about what songs could go on this Taco Time cover album. I know douches love tacos, not just the amigos. So ignoring the fact that there is better Mexican food than Taco Time. All right, well, yeah, that's all up to whoever wants. But what Mexican food cover song would you like them to make? His idea? I'm in love with the tacos. Mexi fries. I've got me Mexi fries. Or instead of Metallica's Battery, it could be Burrito. So apparently Taco Time's looking for... bands to do cover albums of taco-based songs.
Huh. Taco Man. Taco Man.
Oh, I was going to say like, oh, or Rocket Man.
Want to be
Taco Man!
I don't know.
That's about all I got, yeah.
Or Sister Christian, it could be Chimichanga.
Jeez. Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. Anyone got any other...
No, not off the top of my head.
No.
I don't know too much about tacos besides
I'm
that.
I'm having tacos for dinner.
Nice.
Yeah, we
it's
decided
not Tuesday,
that yesterday.
Man. That's
I don't care.
Weird.
Why?
Because it's Taco Tuesday. You're supposed to have them on Tuesday.
I have them whenever I want them.
Yeah, I don't let that crap dictate my life, Rev.
Well, you just
I don't think
chaos.
I've ever looked at the day of the week and gone, I have to have this because it's this day of the week.
What? That's the reason why
I said I don't think
okay,
I've
ever heard you.
I'm thinking of something based around the Chumbawamba song. That would be a good one. For like a big burrito or something.
I get
you know?
Guac down. But I.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I'm not very good. Sorry.
All right, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will.
I need more time.
We got a bunch of emails, but we're running low on time. So let's call it a day on the emails.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't go very long.
Churro.
Who did I not? Rev.
Why?
What do you want?
What do we. Oh, text.
All right.
Whew.
This person says, first off, so first there's a name change, now a podcast change on the day. This is bullcrap. I'm out. Just kidding, douches. Oh. I want to say I'm looking forward to seeing everyone at the baseball game on June 27th. Stay positive and suck it. Hashtag grub don't rub.
Yeah. Nice.
Grub don't rub.
Yeah, eat don't beat.
Oh, okay. Vaya con Dios, pumpkin butt from Guido. Eat, don't
I think beat. Churros would work, though.
For yeah. what?
For the Mexican song, like changes.
Churros. I don't know why I'm thinking of the Papa Roach song. This is my last tortilla. Last churro.
Or tostada.
This is my last tostada.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I went back. Let's go back forward.
Yeah.
Nate writes us, Mono Nick, I'm right there with you on getting misty when those songs were being played. Deftones and something else we played.
Thanks,
I don't remember.
Man.
Been going through some stuff. Hearing that part of last week's podcast pushed me over the edge in a good way. Migs, Nick, Toppy, and Michelle.
Sincere,
thank you for all that you do and for the community that you've created. That's from Nate.
Yeah, that's right. I said that there was one song that made me guaranteed to cry. And you guys played that song and I cried.
We did.
Yeah, it's that
Sons of Bitches.
Was it the Deftones song?
It was either that one. It was some Simple dumb Man by Deftones.
Suicide song.
Yeah, like or it was another song.
About that. Adam song by
Yeah, that was the one.
It's a good song.
Thanks.
Spilling the apple juice.
Yeah.
Please tell mom it's not my fault.
It's not her fault.
That too.
Yeah.
It's totally your fault, mom.
Oh, man. Matt in Bellingham says, I was listening to the podcast when you guys started playing Welcome Home, the Coheed and Cambria song. Instant goosebumps. Something about that intro gets me pumped. I totally get out and throw discs, but I got a broken hand. Uh-huh. You guys are awesome. Love the podcast, and congrats on the name change and being added to the main show name, Titanic Douche for Life. We got one more before we get to Facebook drama. This person just says, Aaron Jones in the way. Boys from the Puget Sound. Did you hear it? I have. Aaron Jones in the way just put out a new song.
Oh, wow.
That alumni from our podcast.
Yes.
We've had Aaron in studio. He did a great performance. Loved the last record. Going to be a Pain in the Grass. They're opening things off, so make sure you get there early for Pain in the Grass when they perform. I'm most looking forward to their performance. I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm really looking forward to seeing them live and seeing them perform at Pain in the Grass. But I believe they recorded this with Barrett Martin from Screaming Trees, Walking Papers. And I got to say, man, this is... If this is how the rest of the album's going to sound, these guys are onto something.
Uh-oh.
I think something cool is going to happen to Aaron Jones in the way. I really think it. This is a great song. It's called Boys from the Puget Sound. Let's check it out. I already called the police. Oh, sorry, Toppy. I thought I edited it.
Apparently you did not. Blow out all your windows. Okay.
It's only two curses, I promise.
So far. Here come the boys from the Puget Sound. Can you hear me?
Times you said you loved me, baby. You know your words don't mean a thing. You lie and say you love stormy weather. Child, you can't stand the rain. She don't feel me. Got like a cool, like modern Hendrix vibe to it going on here.
Yeah. Very jazzy too, which is cool.
I love Aaron, his voice. I love the way he plays the guitar. But I feel like not enough is said about the rhythm section. Those guys just bring it home, I feel.
So good. Not that the old drummer's bad.
I was gonna say, man, this guy's kicking it.
Yeah.
Here come the boys. Yeah, Aaron Jones and the Way. That Ooh. Song is available on their website, which is ajandtheway.com. So, I mean, yeah, props to him. And the bassist is DeAndre Enrico, and I believe the drummer is Kai Van De Pit.
Nice.
I might have pronounced it wrong, but
no,
never. But I'm looking forward to hearing what the rest of that record's going to sound. But yeah, they went into the studio with Barrett Martin as a producer, and I think he did a great job.
Nice. That was a driving song, man. That was awesome.
That's the song to start the record.
Yeah.
And what a great nod to the Northwest. There's lots of cool, like, just the way that the lyrics are cool. It's, I don't know. Minus the two F words, maybe they could use that like in like the tourism board. Hey, come to Seattle.
They play that on the ferries. Right after Steve Rabel.
Yeah. Play at the Seahawks games because I think they even at one point go blue and green. All right, why don't we do Facebook drama?
In the days of the past.
There you go, Tubby. Thank you.
There has always been one thing to join all the bitches together in their drama. And that thing has always been a left Facebook. And now, muchachos, señoritas, Les Steve shall bring us the best of the drama from the Facebooks.
Facebook drama. An opportunity for us to point out the severe stupidity that is going on social media. And this is a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this one involves a mother and daughter, and then it just kind of implodes from there.
Just plow me.
Just plow me. No, these aren't step-parents. All right. You know what? I'll play the role of Jessica. Mono Nick, you could be Alice. The Rev, you will be Mary, which is Jessica's mom. And Top Shelf, you'll play the role of Ron.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Jessica's the one who put the post out there. Getting implants. Woot, woot.
Dental?
Nope, my teeth are perfect. LOL.
Boobs?
You know it.
SMH.
Shut up, Mom. No one asked you.
I didn't raise you to be an attention whore.
You had me when I was 17. You had me when you were 17, Mom. The whore part must have been genetic, huh? R-O-F-T-L.
Did you just call your mom a whore for having you at a young age?
Yep. R-O-T-F-L?
Well, that's a first.
What's a first?
Calling your mom a whore.
It's not the first time she's been called a whore. R-O-T-F-L?
Jeez, Jessica. Quit while you were ahead.
Best Facebook thread ever. I'm screenshotting this one.
Love like you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Mom's out. She just checked out.
Right?
She's like, I'm not even going to get involved with this one. Screen. Yep. And Ron did. Thank you, Ron, for screenshotting it and sending it to us. You are truly a Titanic douche. All right, let's get out of here, Top Shelf. It's been fun. It's been real. Next week, we're off. Rev's in Vegas.
Yeah. Getting
Hell
married,
yeah.
right?
I'm not getting married. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Whoa.
You have my blessing.
Sweet.
You don't have mine.
Top, you want to come down and give me away?
Okay.
Sweet.
Pumpkin butt.
Hey.
You stop that.
Wow. So when You're we come back in 2 weeks, Rev might be married.
Woo!
There's a cliffhanger.
Can't completely say no.
Once again, thank you guys for listening, for telling your friends, for spreading the good word, for following us on Facebook. Just go to The Migs Cast and join the group. Be a part of it. Don't be shy. Contribute. Post pictures of food. That's what Caesar does 6 times a day.
Food!
From Mono Nick, the Reverend Fuego, Top Shelf, Steve, this is The Migs Cast. Stay positive.
Yeah.
And suck it.
That's our baseball game.